fan, if you've just joined us, the former South Korean leader Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life imprisonment over his martial law declaration of December 2024. We've reconnected with CNA senior correspondent Lim Yun-suk. She's here with us live from Seoul. Yun-suk, tell us more about this decision behind the verdict. What happens next?
Well, yes, I am outside the court here in Seoul, and the verdict is out. Life imprisonment for former President Yoon Suk-yeol. Now, the court stopped short of imposing the death penalty sought by prosecutors, but this is still one of the most severe sentences available under South Korea's criminal code. Now, leading an insurrection carries two punishments, the death and life imprisonment, but the court today said that he directly led and planned the crime and involved many people by declaring that martial law, and the declaration of the martial law caused enormous social costs. And also, the court said that Yoon did not show any remorse, or he did not offer any apology, and even refused to attend trials without a valid reason. However, the plan did not, appear to be extremely detailed and carefully planned, the court said, and he did not personally commit acts of violence, has no prior criminal record, and he is 65 years old. And that's why the verdict today was life imprisonment instead of the death penalty. But, you know, this verdict does place Mr. Yoon in this historic company, together with the former military ruler, Chun Doo-hwan, who about three decades ago was also convicted of insurrection in this very same courtroom as Mr. Yoon. Now, Chun initially received a death sentence, later reduced to life, and was eventually paroled. Now, we haven't heard from Yoon Suk-yeol's lawyers as to whether he is going to appeal, but it is very likely that he will appeal. And so we'll have to wait for more results after that. But right now, outside this court here, you know, it's really loud, as you can hear, because the verdict is out. And instead of the death penalty, Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life imprisonment.
Yeah, so Yoon Suk, how are people taking the news? What exactly is the mood on the ground? How are people responding to this ruling?
Well, you know, it was really quiet out here as the court was reading out the reasons for that life imprisonment sentence. But now, as you can see, it's really noisy. And behind me, those people waving the flags are supporters of Yoon Suk-yeol. And they're scattered all over this court here in Seoul. Some people saying that about 1,000 or 2,000 of them have gathered here. And as soon as the verdict was out, a lot of them did sigh relief, but also some were seen crying, and some were saying that he should be freed, that he should not even get the life imprisonment. But it is mixed reaction here outside this court. There are also people who think that he deserved what he did, that, you know, the punishment was something that he deserved, because many South Koreans here feel that what he did is something that all other presidents should be aware of, future presidents should know that they cannot get out with insurrection or declare martial law here in South Korea. And so I was speaking to some Koreans earlier, and some of them said that, you know, today, yes, the verdict is finally out. They're just glad that it's finally over. But it is, in a way, a historic day here in South Korea, but also a sad day because South Korea has impeached two presidents in the last decade or so. They've seen many of their presidents put behind bars. And so many South Koreans here are saying that they wish that the Korean government, whoever takes over, whoever the leader of South Korea is, will be able to put this all behind them and will really just focus on the bread and butter, the businesses here in South Korea, allowing the South Koreans to go about with their normal lives. And so the verdict is out, but, you know, it is very mixed reaction here. And in fact, the opposition party has made no comment on this. They are the people who were behind Yoon when he carried out that martial law, although the ruling party has come forward saying that Yoon deserved the death penalty. But instead, the court said that he didn't deserve the death penalty and instead sentenced him to life imprisonment.
A pivotal moment indeed. Thank you for wrapping all of it for us. CNA senior correspondent Lim Yun-suk speaking with us live from Seoul, Korea.